Welcome to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you live by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Writers Nation Radio serves to provide a network and platform of resource and exposure by collaborating with professionals and aspiring writers to bring your message to life. Now, here are your hosts, Shalandra Norman and Kaneen Morgan.
Good afternoon and good morning, Writers Nation listeners. How are you today on this fine Tuesday? I am your host, Kaneen Morgan, and here with me is co-host Shalandra Norman. Hi, Shalandra. How's everything?
Hi, Kaneen. Everything is wonderful. How are you today?
I am doing well. You know, we have an event that's going on in New York City, such an amazing event. So, It's been a lot of yelling, so my voice is going in and out a little bit. So if you hear it cracking or anything, I just wanted to let you know. It was just such an exciting time.
You know, I totally understand experiencing what day of it. Such a powerful, powerful event. Love every minute of it, and it's a wonderful thing that's going on, especially at a time such
goodness.
As this. So definitely, totally understand.
And you know, I love knowledge, so, you know, and I love learning. So just to hear so many people from around the world come and speak and give their knowledge on many different subjects, you know, from business to spirituality to so many things is so interesting. And I just love it. I mean, I'm having an awesome time going back tonight, and I'm having an awesome time, and I'm looking forward to, you know, the rest of the days, because I believe it's going on until Thursday or Friday. Yes. So I'm very excited about the event.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great Tuesday. I'm so glad we have, you know, exciting, absolute fabulous guests today. The first one's going to be talking about gratitude, which is an excellent topic. I think that was like one of our topics that we talked about in the very beginning of our show when we, you know, were first coming out and being established. We talked about, you know, what are we grateful for? Being grateful is so powerful. It opened up the doors to so many things when you're just thankful for, you know, just the little simple things that you consider, you know, insignificant, but that thing is so significant and such a part of your life and a part of your progression in life. You know, just gratitude itself, you being grateful and understanding gratitude in its entirety, you know, and how that this particular special guest is really going to, you know, break it down and how she's like the gratitude expert. So excited to hear, you know, about it and to really learn more about it, because that's one of the topics that I really love.
Yes.
What about you?
And you know what, Shalandra, it's another thing. I was reading our guest that's coming up. I was reading her bio and some of the things that she enjoyed reading. And I saw that she has something, a book that's called The Magic of Thinking Big. And I just think that is so wonderful. And because when you think about it, when you think big, how do you, you know, what is the magic behind thinking big? And especially if you're in a world where so many things are going on, such as, and Sean, you and I have been talking about this a bit, such as the things that's going on with the, with the police force and the killings and the shootings, and certainly in Dallas is the big thing that just took place. How do you begin to think big in a world that seems so crazy and there's a whole bunch of things going on, and you look all around you and you're like, well, this is going on, but yet I need to think big for this. So I think one of the ways to do that is to, and I always say writing is magic.
Yes.
And for you to express your voice and to express yourself in a way where is nonviolent, but to make magic happen is to write it. Because writing is so effective if you want to create change and transformation in the world.
Yes.
And, you know, when I think about it, you know, years ago, centuries ago, where people didn't have freedom to write. And, you know, when you look at that and you look at, well, why didn't they have freedom to write? Because I believe they realized that writing has so much power because your voice is being heard. And if so many people was to write on the one subject, how it can create magic and create change. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that sometimes they silence the voices of certain people because the voice is so powerful. You know, and women for one. And of course, we have powerful voices. We have a lot to say.
That's very true.
I'm sure our mates and everyone, they say a lot behind that. But so it's so much power in writing because I like to say that writing is magic and it creates magic. It makes magic happen. And for us to create effective change, like what's going on with the police brutality or many different things have taken place, instead of retaliating to prevent things that occur, such as Dallas, using that, and, you know, it's good to march, it's good to do this, it's good to do that, but sometimes that's not effective no more. That was like in, you know, back in the days. But today, to be effective, I think we have to look at different ways that we can be effective. Mm-hmm. And one of those ways, and I'm just talking, in, you know, just in general, one of those ways in being effective is writing, because you have a voice and you can use that voice to affect change. What would you like to say about that, Shalonda?
I would certainly definitely agree. You know, with the boycotting and all that, that's good. It just, you know, should result into or resort into violence. You know, violence beget violence. It doesn't beget peace and harmony or anything like that. So the violence is, you know, not necessary. That's the reason why we are boycotting. You know, it's not to bring on more violence, but it's to bring on peace. So when it breaks out into something totally against our purpose and our common goal, it's not effective. So totally agree with that. And the writing is essential, such as a time as this especially. And I was reading in one of the Science Daily articles about, it was a UCLA, which is a well-known university across the world, and they did a study on the brain. And the question was, why does putting our feelings into words, talking with a therapist or a friend, or writing in a journal help us feel better? And it says a new brain imaging study by UCLA psychologists reveals why verbalizing our feelings make our sadness, anger, and pain less intense. So they did a study on why it makes it less intense. So writing, clearly, it's one of the methods that can help. You know, I can't even imagine if one of my relatives or someone that I, you know, knew or someone I was close to, you know, was involved in an incident such as, you know, death and by, you know, law enforcement. I can't even imagine how I would feel, how I would think, how I would move forward. But one thing I will say, by those family members, those friends, and even by, you know, the law enforcement, by everyone that's affected, you know, begin to write whomever you need to write to get change done, or write whatever you need to write to feel better, to get through to the next day, to get, you know, through, just to simply move forward. Sit down and begin to express your feelings. It's the best way, because, you know, going out and reacting in such a, you know, wrong way, it's only going to bring back wrong to you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's universal. I mean, it's the way that everything has been set out, has been created. You know, what you put out is what you get back. Mm-hmm. So if you put out peace, you put out harmony, you put out something needs to be done, Senator, something needs to be done, Mayor, something needs to be done, Chief of Police, something needs to be done, President, or whomever, you know, mm-hmm. it will begin. It may not be today, tomorrow, but the laws will begin to take effect. The conversations will begin to take effect in Congress or wherever it needs to take effect to make a change. So, you know,
Absolutely.
That's how laws and stuff get, you know, gets created. So, that's how, you know, history was created and made. And look at what we have now, you know. Somebody took a stand, and whomever they had to voice their, you know, beliefs and their opinions to, they did that. And, you know, and it wasn't violently that made the change all the time, but it was, you know, simply through words, through voice.
Wow.
Kaneen.
Well, that is good, and thank you for that. And, Shalonda, we're going to be having our next guest come up very, very shortly. And we can
okay.
get into this so much because,
yes.
You know, because to me, writing is something that we love because, again, writing creates magic. So we
yes,
want to bring
does.
Our next guest up shortly and hear her comments and who she is, because she is a wonderful woman and she has a lot to share with us. So stay tuned. We're going to be going to break and we'll be coming right back with our next guest.
Wednesdays at 10:30 Central Time, tune in to Workshop Wednesdays with your host, Tony Gambone. Tony speaks with small business owners, entrepreneurs, authors, and experts who share their stories of success. The best way to find success is to listen to the successful and use their experiences to find your own success. That's what Workshop Wednesdays is all about. To learn more and listen to the show, visit workshop-wednesdays.com. Workshop Wednesdays, Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Central.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to WritersNationRadio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. We hope that you guys are enjoying the show thus far. We are getting ready to introduce our first very special guest. She's an internationally recognized gratitude expert and an employee engagement speaker. And she's written over 8 books. That's awesome, awesome. And she's been featured in 2 films, including the award-winning The Keeper of Keys and Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul. We are now introducing Miss Lisa Ryan. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on and chat with you today.
And thanks so much for being on the show today, taking out time to be on Writers Nation. We're glad that you're here.
Yes. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm terrific. It's a good day.
Yes, it is. Beautiful, beautiful day. So you have such an awesome, awesome bio and the topic, gratitude. I mean, you're known as a gratitude expert. Please tell us about that.
It actually started 2009 officially mm-hmm. when I went to a seminar with a couple of my friends, and it was a 4-day intensive seminar. There was a fire walk involved, and that's not a euphemism. We actually walked across a 12-foot bed of 2,000-degree cold.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So as you can imagine, after a 4-day intensive seminar, you're kind of jacked up, to say the least. And we were driving home, and we knew that if we didn't take action immediately, then we were going to go right back to where we were before. So my friend said, well, why don't we open up a Facebook thread? And, you know, every day we wrote down things that we learned, people that we met, experiences that we had. And then one of my friends said, well, why don't we write down 3 things that we're grateful for? Okay.
Right.
Did it every day, you know, held each other accountable. And within a very short period of time, my life changed. And, you know, there was nothing else that I had done except for that practice of gratitude that was any different from what I always did. And that's really where the research started. I was in the medical industry at the time. And, you know, being in medical, you're used to having to document everything you ever say. So I really wanted to see, I wanted to see if there was more to gratitude than just this feel-good emotion that we normally associate with it. And I found out that I was, that there was, and there was, you know, the rest is pretty much history.
Right. Now, gratitude, this is something that you've incorporated into the workplace, right, different organizations.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I noticed that your website is Gratigy. I love that.
Thank you.
Now, I'm assuming, I could be wrong, but I'm assuming that's gratitude and strategy combined.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, I got it right.
Wow.
Yay. And it's the only word I own. It's awesome.
It's the only word. I love it. It's perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about the experience, with, especially in the workplace. I really would like to know the experience about that. When I'm not sure if it's a training that goes on or exactly what you do as far as implementing the gratitude in the workplace.
Well, it really, you know, I've been wanting to be a speaker my entire life. I mean, it's always been there in my heart. It was on my goal list for the first time in 1989. I just wasn't sure what I wanted to speak about and what my message was. And through this experience with gratitude, I knew that that was the message. And I tell you, countless times, probably one of my favorite quotes from one of my clients, he said, you know what? When I do something wrong, I get recognized 100% of the time. But when I do something well, it's rare that I hear anything good. And so we are starved for appreciation, just like Mother Teresa said. We're more starved for appreciation than we are for bread. And it's not just in our lives. It's not just in our relationships. When you can connect with people and create a culture of appreciation in the workplace, you keep your employees. Your employees are happier. They're more productive. It works.
Yes, it does. I would 110% agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I used to say that all the time. I was a part of HR, Human Resource, and but I did tons of presentations and meetings with, you know, the director of HR and the VP of HR and just trying to implement different strategies and programs that would help out the retention of their employees. And that was one thing that would always be a conversation of different, you know, recognition programs and stuff like that that many did not have. And if they did, it was something that was very rare or subtle or, you know, just not even, you know, maybe they would do something once a year or every 6 months. And I'm like, wow. And you wonder.
Right.
Or even the quality. Yeah. You know, of employees that you receive. So that's very, very important, and that's a great thing that you're doing. And I'm sure, like, as far as the results that they've been getting back, I'm sure they've all been positive towards that program.
You know what? Yeah, because it's changing the language. And I just want to talk about the one word of program. I think that too many times people look at programs as, well, I'm going to check the box. You know, this Lisa woman told me I had to thank five people a day. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm done. Where what it needs to be is part of the culture where employees feel the sincere appreciation of their leadership team, of managers are looking to catch people doing things right instead of doing things wrong. Because the fact is that what gets recognized gets repeated. So if you're constantly recognizing bad behavior, guess what? You're going to get more of
you're
it.
You're going to get it.
When you recognize good behavior and you're specific as far as what is it about the behavior that was so good, that employee wants more of that, and they're going to work hard to receive more of that positive affirmation.
That is so true. So true. Wow. Tell us a little bit about your latest project, what you're working on now.
Boy, I have so many of them going on.
I see. April Sims.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's not too busy.
Yeah. Well, I have one client that I've been in meetings with. They are a local retailer, actually, of chocolates in my neighborhood, and they've been around forever. And they're really starting to look at the culture of what they have there with their retail store, because there's been several generations, you know, working in the business, and they feel that they're losing that initial excitement that Generation One had. And, you know, they're really a focus, and it's a sincere focus of how do we connect with our employees? How do we connect with millennials? How do we bring
yes.
people up and get them back to that same place of connection? So I'm actually working with them to put together a program that will work with all, I think, 19 or 20 of their retail stores as well as their corporate locations to go in and work with each facility in a training, in a half-day or a full-day program. I'm not sure of what that's going to look like yet. But because instead of just doing one carte blanche for all of them, they felt it was important to do each location individually because each location has its own culture as far as the type of people, the energy that's there, and really working with them as individuals. Because when people feel like they're being treated as an individual and not just an employee number or part of a group, again, they're going to respond more positively. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm also working on conducting interviews right now for my next book, which will be a book specifically for employee engagement written for HR.
Oh, awesome. Mm. That is awesome. You're doing some awesome things with that, and it's, I think that is very necessary, very necessary. Well, I will scoot over and allow my co-host to dig even deeper with you, Lisa.
Oh, thank
Go
you.
Ahead, Kaneen.
Lisa, nice to meet you again. And, you know, I'm so loving this because, and I know you deal with the workplace, but I just wanted to say it was so powerful because what you said about gratitude and as we say or repeat it is more, you know, I mean, as we recognize it more is repeat it more. And one thing I realized, now it doesn't deal with the workplace, but my child, for my son, and I realized because at one point he kept making the same mistakes, and I will always say, okay, you keep doing this, and it's like I was recognizing that, and I kept, you know, stating it, and it was still being the same. And I said, okay, you know, I asked him questions like, why do you keep doing this? Because I was trying to understand, well, why do you keep doing this? And I was just getting so upset that I kept repeating the same mistakes that he was making. And then I caught on one day, and I realized that I had to say something totally different. And once I began to recognize, you know, something greater in him, something good about him, and not the mistakes that he was making, I noticed that he began to change. And
right.
So I kept thanking him, and I say just a little simple thing, and I say, you know, I thank you for keeping your word with that, or I thank you for doing this or doing that. And I begin to recognize the good qualities and good things about him instead of, you know, putting him down. So I just love that. And I wanted to ask you, how has gratitude changed your life?
It's really changed it on every level. And I wanted to go back and just make one comment, too, with your child, is that mm-hmm. it's really important to start them young like you're doing now. Of asking, of making sure that you're acknowledging them. But also, you know, when little Johnny comes home from school, instead of saying, hey, tell me about your day, you know, what good happened to you today, Johnny? Because if you say, well, how'd your day go? Oh, well, Billy was mean to me on the playground.
Yes.
And Sally hit me. And, you know, and because we're wired for negativity. You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
if you say what good happened to you today, what was nice about your day, and you teach those habits, because kids are, you know, we live in this instant gratification society that they don't necessarily, they're more focused on what they don't have versus what they do have. And
mm-hmm.
I think in my life, that's really what changed it. Even with my marriage, and mind you, I've always had a good marriage. I've been blessed mm-hmm. with just an amazing husband. And wow. when I started keeping my gratitude journal in 2009, my marriage got even better. I didn't even tell Scott I was keeping the journal. I was just doing it. It was my thing. But I noticed wow. that he started becoming more verbally appreciative. He started noticing the little things. He started thanking me. It changed the energy of our relationship. And, you know, we just celebrated our 20-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And I feel like a newlywed.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. I love
I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot of that comes, though, from, you know, a lot of times when we're in a long-term relationship, we start to assume that that person knows how we feel, or we don't necessarily look for the ways to make them happy or to thank them for doing the little things, taking out the trash, keeping the lawn mowed, you know, cleaning up the kitchen, whatever it is. And when you take the time and really acknowledge the fact that that person is doing it. Now, the first time you say it, they're going to be like, okay, what do you want?
Absolutely.
It's just, we're starved for appreciation. We're just,
yeah, absolutely.
We're starved for it.
Wow. You know,
that's
praise
amazing.
Is, I definitely say praise is so important. So, Lisa, I know that you're doing corporate, but have you ever considered working with relationships or even parents? In terms of appreciation or gratitude?
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of different groups. You know, I've spoken at church groups. Mm-hmm. I've spoken for schools, for high schools. I've brought in, you know, because I have my corporate, my employee engagement talk, and then I also have my general gratitude talk, where we take a look at what happens when you show gratitude. And SHOW is an acronym for its impact on the self, the health benefits of gratitude, relationship with others, and then the W is wealth. So not only how
wow.
does that affect our own personal abundance and prosperity, but how does it impact us in the workplace? So
right.
I think that my message, because it is about gratitude and appreciation and it's based on principle, you know, with a capital P, that mm-hmm. it resonates with people in a different way than just a straight, you know, corporate America talk does.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So
tell us about, what is the gratitude thought of the week?
The gratitude thought of the week is a short inspirational message that seems to show up when you need it. I've been doing it since 2011. It's pretty raw. I mean, I try to keep it around 300 words, so it's above the fold. And it's a quote, it's a story, and a lesson learned, and basically a challenge of, you know, what are you going to do about it? I share stories that my readers share with me about what has happened with them with gratitude. You know, that my subscribers hear the times where I've messed up and have been able to find gratitude, whether it be, you know, missing a flight and getting a bonus day in Chicago unexpectedly and missing an event, or, you know, breaking a lamp in a thrift store. You know, the lessons learned, because what I found through doing this is really, no matter what happens, when we focus on finding at least one good thing, even if it's a little teeny tiny thing, we can always find it. And that's what gratitude thought of the week is. I have the luxury of hearing from readers every week as far as them just sharing their stories or laughing with me or, you know, making fun of me for some of the stupid things that I've done. That I've written about. So I kind of let, you know, it's kind of a behind the, there's some behind the scenes look at my life, because, you know, it's not all peaches and roses, but what it does is it turns around when you can find the good, that's when the magic really happens.
Wow,
absolutely.
That is so awesome. And, you know, Shalonda and I, we are big avid fans of the whole gratitude thing. And one thing I realize is, you know, where a relationship will end, and in just in general, relationship in terms of work, relationships in terms of business, and intimate relationships, they will end because of lack of appreciation
yes,
or lack
absolutely.
Of praise. And so I so realized that, and I've learned lessons through it myself. And definitely working with a group of people, and sometimes I can be a perfectionist. Shalonda knows.
Sometimes, Lisa.
So, but
can you talk about that a little bit?
Recognizing the good caused me to overlook the perfectionist part. So if I'm working with a group of people and I constantly focus on the great things about them and even about myself, but mm-hmm. Not just being perfection, not having everything perfected, but looking at, okay, you know, this is good as is, because then I realize when I do that, then they work towards it more. So I'm definitely learning that, and I so appreciate this conversation. And
yes.
Go ahead and give our listeners all your information. How can they read about you, send you emails, your books, and all the great information about you?
Sure. My website is gratigy.com, which is gratigy.com. And there you can sign up right on the homepage for Gratitude Thought of the Week. There is also, if you'd like to get in touch via email, it's just lisa@gratigy.com. And the nice thing about it is that with Gratitude Thought of the Week, I'm just a reply away. So when people have questions or they're struggling in areas of their life or finding the good in different situations, you know, I personally answer all of my emails, and you know, I just really like to connect with people because it's a message that matters. It matters in relationships, it matters in the workplace, and it matters for ourselves. When we take the time and look for the good in ourselves and the good that we bring to the world. And also, really quick, starting where you are, because you may be going through a challenging period right now, and it's difficult to find that, you know, anything good. Maybe your good thing is, you know, I woke up and when I flicked a light switch, electricity happened, or, you know, or
absolutely.
I flushed the toilet and I have running water. You know, we start where we're at, and when you can start where you're at, it gets easier and easier to find. But it's such a transformational practice, and there's lots and lots of about it on my website and, you know, articles that I've written in various areas. I have videos on YouTube. So, yeah, I'm all over it when it comes to spreading the word about the power of gratitude.
It definitely changes things.
Yes. And just one other question, Lisa, before we go. Do you have a podcast?
I do not yet. I have been guests on many podcasts, and I'm actually going – I'm the president of my the National Speakers Association Ohio chapter. And we have our annual convention. Yeah, there's actually an association of speakers. Can you imagine trying to get a word in edgewise? But anyway, one of my goals of going there is to learn to put together and to basically just bite the bullet and do a podcast, because I love them and I've been a guest, but I have not put together my own show yet. That's coming.
Awesome.
I so see it. That's why I asked, and I'm like, because I just think it's going to be so huge and so important. And it just, I think that, you know, gratitude keeps people in the game of life, you know, so it just keeps them going. So, you know, we thank you so much, Lisa, and we would love to connect with you very soon. I'm sure I'm going to need pointers myself on gratitude here and there.
We will all need it.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed my time with you as well. So thank you again for inviting me, and you guys are absolutely delightful.
Oh,
thank
you
so
much.
So, Lisa, have a fabulous week, and we will be in contact very soon. Enjoy.
That sounds wonderful. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, Writers Nation listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back up. Again, if you have any questions, give us a call, 347-989-1363. Hit 1 to come into the caller queue. Any feedback, any questions you have, we would love to hear. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone.
Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help you take the next step in your relationship with Christ. Listen in to hear from others about their experiences of faith and the love of Christ. Call in to share your experiences at 347-989-1363. Learn more by going to toughtalkchristianradio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Shalonda, Norman, and Kaneen Morgan every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Radio Network for Writers Nation Radio. Writers Nation's mission is to provide a trusted source of information, a dynamic network of writing experts, and writing entertainment for curious and thoughtful writers and authors. Learn more by going to writersnationradio.com. Writers Nation Radio, showcasing writers and helping them soar.
Welcome, welcome back, Writers Nation. Oh, Kaneen, that was such a fabulous guest. Thanks so much, Lisa, again, for coming on our show and just providing that information. I think that's something excellent and wonderful that she's implementing in the workforce. So needed. So we're getting ready for our next guest, and if I tell you, just reading her bio, Kaneen, she has such a powerful story, and it just really pierced my heart. it really did when I, you know, was just reading some things about this young lady, and I'm so excited to have her on and that she would, you know, even consider taking out the time to be on our show. It's such an honor to have her on today. And so we're going to now introduce, and I really hope I don't mess up your last.
Okay, hello, Shalonda. Okay, Heather?
I'm here.
Okay, I so apologize. I don't know what happened to the phone. Oh, Shalonda. But, Shalonda, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, that's okay. Am I on? Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Heather, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I gave that awesome introduction. Did you hear it?
Part of
no.
What?
Well,
did I cut off?
Shalonda.
I'm
can
so sorry. Okay,
again?
So can everybody hear me now? I just want to make sure. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was introducing you, Heather, and I was like, you know, that I was talking about your bio when I was reading some things about you, and I talked about how your story really pierced my heart. I can't believe you didn't hear me. But I talked about how wonderful it was and that, you know, we were so excited to have you on our show, and that when I was getting ready to introduce you, I didn't want to mess up your last name. And then I heard my co-host saying, Shalonda, I'm like, no way. I know they heard me. No way. So, I'm so glad that you're here today, you know, on the show. Please, I apologize for, I don't know, that was a technical issue. We all know how technology is. It will do its own thing whenever it feels like it. But
that
so glad to have, so glad to have you on the show today, Heather. And, you know, I see you have, like, several publications out, and so whatever you would like to, you know, talk about or promote, but I know the one that really touched me the most was Fighting for Our Lives.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Was amazing. I'm like, oh my God, no, and I'm just so sensitive and emotional, I tell you, but that was amazing. Now, have you completed, is it complete now, or you're finishing it up?
Yeah, so Fighting for Our Lives was published in October of last year, and it's available now on, like, every major platform, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I know when I went to your website and I was trying to click on it, for some reason it kept scrolling. I could click on everything else, but I could not click on that particular book. And wow. I don't know what it was. It could have just been my, I don't know, my mouse or whatever, but I could not click on that particular book. Well, can you tell me, is that like your, can you tell us a little bit about that one first?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is my memoir that I wrote the last year and a half, and it's sharing our experience fighting breast cancer. And I say our experience because it's a whole family, really, that goes through that kind of thing, not just me. But I was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 10 weeks pregnant with our sixth baby. So we already had five children, and we were very excited to find out we were having baby number six. We're kind of addicted to children, love babies. I think you have to be a little crazy, a little addicted to want that many. Yeah, and so we were very excited to find out that we were expecting our sixth baby, and I had noticed a lump in my left breast, and I thought it was just changes as we go through different hormonal things with nursing and everything and then getting pregnant. But I noticed that once I got pregnant, it really started to grow, like really started to get significantly larger every time I checked. So I went into my midwife, and she said, okay, we need to get this, you know, an ultrasound. The ultrasound led to a biopsy, and the biopsy led to the diagnosis that it was a very aggressive form of breast cancer. It had actually already spread to my lymph nodes, and that was indication that there was a great likelihood that it had spread to other parts of my body too. So immediately that was, you know, obviously a really big shock, and I thought of not just myself, but of my unborn baby and what that meant for them. And the first, you know, real doctor that we saw encouraged us that we really needed to abort the baby to save my life. And the reason for that was because the hormones from the pregnancy were feeding the tumor. That's why I noticed it get so big so fast. And so that's really a very dangerous situation to carry a baby for, you know, full term, 9 months of feeding a cancer tumor, you know. And so that was kind of the choice that we were facing. And I knew without, like, any hesitation that I just couldn't take my baby's life. And that was just my own personal choice in my heart. And so we stuck with that and told the doctor that – I actually told the doctor I'd rather die than take my baby's life. Yeah. And so we went through – found an oncologist that would treat us while I was pregnant, and there are certain forms of chemo that are safer to take during pregnancy than others. And so I did four rounds of chemo while I was pregnant. On the book cover, you'll see I have a bald head with my big belly. I used to laugh and joke with my husband. I'm like, I'm probably the only bald pregnant woman in the state of Colorado.
Are you looking beautiful on that cover? Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful on it.
Yeah. I actually got a couple of whistles at a gas station once. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that made my day. So, yeah, from the very beginning, I felt really strongly like I needed to keep an honest and very raw journal of what we were going through. And I didn't know exactly all the purposes for that, but I felt strongly like that was something I needed to do. I've been a writer for 9 years, and so writing just is my go-to for therapy.
Exactly.
And just kind of, like Lisa said, I do a lot of gratitude journaling as well. And I think that the gratitude, like, saved my life. So after the baby was born and everything, I decided to compile all the journal entries into a memoir. And that was the creation of this book, Fighting for Our Lives.
Wow. Yeah, I know. That is so. When I read that, I'm like, oh, wow. I mean, we all know cancer is, you know, certainly an epidemic in society, you know, now and even more so. And then to just hear your story and, I mean, look at you today. You know, that's been over a year ago. And look at you today. You're here. And just and then being able to, you know, even say that writing was therapeutic for you, and it, yeah, you know, I'm sure that it still is because you're still writing, and just You know, just the process of that, can you share a little bit of how writing has been so effective, you know, for you as far as, you know, getting through some things and just dealing with, you know, your moments, you know, your past moments, your present moments, you know, how has writing really helped you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that something that I've struggled with, and I know other people do as well, is just keeping everything inside. And sometimes not wanting to look at those darker things, issues going on. And for me, it's just good to get them out in writing. I feel like then it's outside of me and not just boiling up inside. And I think when I do that, then I get clarity on exactly what the real issues are, because I'm able to like get the emotion out so that then I can move past the emotion to see what the actual situation is and then work to find solutions. So it's kind of like talking to a friend. Sometimes I'm ranting and raving and scribbling all over the pages, you know. but in the end, it's a good thing. It's kind of like a purge to get everything out. And there was obviously a lot of fear and a lot of pain. And that was not something I had really experienced before. I had no previous health issues whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I was 29 years old and had, you know, went through 5 really healthy pregnancies. And anyway, so this was just all very new territory for me. And it was very, very relieving to be able to get it out and then to get proactive as well. Like I said, like the recording, the gratitude and looking for the beauties in life and each moment. Even when it was the darkest, hardest times, there were still things that I could find that beauty in and gratitude for.
Absolutely. And you said 2 key things for, you know, our listeners, for everyone to hear. You spoke how writing gave you clarity and how it was like a purging, which I think are 2 key things, you know, in life for individuals, especially, you know, if they're dealing with something or if they simply need clarity on something or if they need to release. It's like you're so right. It's like a purging. I never put it that way. I've often said it's a release, but never put it purging. Mm-hmm. That's very effective, very powerful, that word, as well as clarity, because it's such a lack of understanding in today's world, you know, not really, the communication is all over the place. And so really having that understanding, that clarity is so significant. So thank you for bringing those 2 points out. And I just want to mention, before I bring my co-host, I know she certainly have some questions for you, but you made a statement on your bio. You said, despite adversity, nearly impossible challenges can be met. Families can be strengthened, and hope can sustain even the most desperate souls on their journey. And that was your message, why your message is so important for others to know. That statement was so powerful. Despite what we go through, nearly almost what we, you know, think sometimes some of our challenges can be like, oh, there's no way I can get through this. I don't even see how I can get through this. But in the midst of that and how, you know, the things that you did to get through it and how your family was strengthened and there was still hope, you know, clearly it was still hope for you. And how and hope can sustain even the most desperate souls on their journey, you know. And some situations can definitely cause one to be desperate in trying to figure out, what can I do to get through this? I'll do almost anything to get through, you know, this situation, you know, be it hurt or whatever the case may be. So that was a very powerful statement. You have such a message, and I can just hear it in your voice that you have truly grown. That's another thing when you're going through challenges, you grow from them and you become even stronger and even wiser, and you're able to help that next person. So, you know, you're here to help the next individual that, you know, could possibly go through the same thing or something similar, or something just as hard, and they're, you know, they need to know, well, how did you get through it? Because I don't even see how I can get through this. And, you know, you're there to pull that person through. So thank you for that, Heather. And I will let my co-host ask you questions as well. Go ahead, Kaneen.
Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Kaneen?
I am doing so great. So the first question, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? What are the updates on the cancer?
Yeah, so the latest scans show that I'm clear of cancer, and I'm finishing up my last treatment next week, actually.
Yes!
So
that is awesome.
a big week for me. Yeah, I'm like super excited
wow.
about that.
Yes.
And then in my mind, I'm like just not putting any more energy there.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And focusing on living a long, very happy life, helping
mm-hmm.
and serving others.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I have grown through that, and my perspective changed tremendously.
Yeah.
Wow.
I let go a lot of anxiety and fear about things that don't really matter, and
mm-hmm.
seeing that again, clarity, that word again, but clarity on what really matters while we're here on this earth.
Right.
And it's all about
wow.
what we leave and contribute to others, you know?
Absolutely.
Oh, that is so
definitely
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a coworker where she experienced a lot of different challenges with her husband. Her husband was diagnosed with he's in the last stage of cancer, and he mm-hmm. has stomach cancer. And she said she couldn't understand. It's like instantly he went into like, I don't know, it was like a coma or something happened, but she had a lot of unanswered questions for him. And for her to cope with certain things, the doctors began to tell her, they gave her a journal and they told her to write. And she couldn't understand, well, why do I have to write? You know, and she said, you know, I have no energy. I'm just confused. She had all these different things, all these different emotions going on. And I remember I asked her, how did you get through it? I mean, thank God her husband is, he's back at home. He's going through his treatment, he's gaining his strength back. And that's really a miracle. But I asked her, I said, how did you get through it? How did you cope with it? And she said, to be honest with you, I did not understand it at first, but the writing got me through it. And I'm like, really? I said, see, I always tell people how writing is so effective and so powerful. And I love that you brought your message to others concerning the writing. Now, what I love as well is something that you're doing to get your life back on track. So I want to ask you, what is this whole thing you're doing with getting your sexy back? That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
I saw
it
on your website. So it's like, you know, you went through, because, you know, it's so important. Because it's like you showed others how did you go through all the different transitions with what was going on in your life, but then also you have another plan how to live life now, and getting your sexy back. So tell me, what is that about?
Yeah. So as things were, I've been winding down in my treatment. I'm kind of looking at, okay, what's next? You know, we've gotten through the worst of it. And I'm here, baby's here, she's beautiful and growing, and what do I do now with my life, I guess is like the question, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my heart has been pulling me to help others, and something that I've struggled with personally a lot of my life, and many women do, almost, I think it was like 98% of women have issues with their bodies. And
right.
mm-hmm.
because I went through so many changes with my bodies, with having children and having cancer, where I had a breast removed and have like mm-hmm. radiation scarring, and went through a lot of just complete changes that I can't undo. So it just left me with this idea that, am I going to let this image that I have of myself, I could get pretty down about it if I choose to focus on all the things I can't control and I can't change about my body, or I can just learn to embrace it and to love myself anyway and get to a place of just self-love and nurturing and acceptance rather than trying to fit a mold I think I need to fit, if that makes sense. So
yes.
that's what's kind of spurred this whole project. It's about getting not just a healthy body, but a healthy mindset and a healthy spirit, because they're all really integrated.
Awesome.
Wow, that is so awesome, and I just love that, because it's like you bring it about, you know, you're not saying okay, this is where it stays, but now you're saying what's next, And I love that you're bringing the what's next to life, because I think that's so important, especially coming through some of the things that you have overcome. And I think especially for people and women in general, because they, well, women especially, because they go through so many different things of motherhood, of life, their body and all these different things. If they're going through a major stage in their life, it's somewhat hard to focus on what's next. So I love that you're bringing that message, Johnny, on even how to get your sexy back on. And even while you may be going through the thing, so you feel, you know, great about yourself. So I definitely thank you for that. I think that's so important for others to focus on what's next when they're going through something that can seem life-threatening. So thank you for that. So also, let our listeners know, how can they find you, your book, all your information, and all the great stuff about you?
Yeah, so I have a website, which is Heather Choate. You say my last name, Choate. It's C-H-O-A-T-E. So heatherchoate.com. You can also find me on Facebook. And I love to connect with people there. I really love hearing about other people and what they're going through and different things like that. So love to connect to people on Facebook and my website, yeah.
Wow, thank you for that. And one last question before we go. How did you publish your book?
That's a great question. I independently published all of my books. I was rejected like over 120 times with my first fiction novel from agents. Mm. And I just have a passion for writing. I would do it whether I get paid or not, whether anyone read it or not. And so I just figured I might as well get it out there. And if anyone appreciates it, then that's great. And so I started independently publishing about 9 years ago. And I independently published this novel. I'm actually currently working with an agent on and talking to traditional publishers to reach an even greater audience. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you know what, before we go, I just want to say this. Fighting for Our Lives, that sounds like a title of that can be like a movie or film or something like that, because
absolutely.
I can definitely see that as whether it's a Lifetime movie, a Hallmark movie, but because just the title alone and hearing the message, I just feel deeply that that this is going to go further.
Yes.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Yes. So don't forget us when you get to the big screen. You say, okay, we were on Writer's Nation.
Come back and get us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys.
So,
thank you both
thank
very much.
Thank you so much, Heather. We are wishing the best for you, and we thank you for all that you're doing, and much success to you, your family, to your business, and all that you're doing. So thank you for being on our show. You have a fabulous week, and we'll be in connection soon.
Awesome. Thank you both very much. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Wow. So, Shalanda, that was amazing. And, you know,
welcome to Workshop Wednesday.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, that was just a little interference, but we're good.
So, you know, it's so interesting because Fighting for Our Lives, that is amazing, and that can go in so many ways because so many people are fighting for their lives. It doesn't have to just be cancer, but fighting for their lives in different ways,
right?
And especially what we spoke about earlier. So it's so interesting, and I just love that title. And it's just so amazing how she's coming back and she pushed through some things. And you know, I always realize that whatever we go through in life. Whether it's health, relationships, finances, you know, whatever, it's really a mental thing, and an attitude thing. You know, how do we attitude despite of what we're going through? And it's so funny how the answer. You know, when we have our guests and we have, I know one more minute. We have our guests. It's so funny how it all interacts. So it's like the answer was in the first segment was gratitude, and that's it right there. So listen, Writers Nation listeners, we are almost out, so we have one more minute. And Joy, we thank you for coming on the show. C see us next week, 347-989-1363. Our website will be out next week, so stay tuned for all the information. Thank you so much, Rider Nation listeners.
You
also have another event that's coming. We'll give you more details, but enjoy the rest of your day till next Tuesday. Have a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Writers Nation Radio, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you'd like more information about this show, please visit writersnationradio.com. For more information about Tough Talk Radio Network, visit toughtalkradionetwork.com.